Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
You are listening to the National Obsession, a National League football podcast with me, Charlie Baker, and Joan Cardigan, John Cadogan, in the box, doing the dials, doing the knobs. Oh, yeah. Pressing the buttons, providing the Ronnie Corbett impressions. Anything else, John?
I think I had a bit more to it.
You had a bit
that,
more to it than that. You do add a bit more to it than that.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to
everyone.
You. Happy New Year, all the National Obsession devotees and new people as well. If anybody is joining us, we hope you had a lovely festive period and that all your football dreams came true, as they did for Torquay United,
exactly.
Which is our team. We don't just focus on only Torquay United, but quite a lot of Torquay.
There is a ratio is weighted.
We use Torquay United, our experience as Torquay United fans, mm-hmm. to as a touchstone.
Yes.
To give the sense that we are like you.
Whereas obviously we're not, because we're from showbiz land.
We've got our own podcast.
We're not quite like you.
And what's on the show, John? How should we start?
Well, I mean,
this feels so strange in 2019.
It does really, doesn't
wow.
it? There's all sorts of news to get out of the way. But the big news overall, the festive period, I don't know about yours, but my garden gnome is finally dried.
Oh, that's it.
That we unwrapped as a present on the final episode of the year.
Yeah.
That came from your sister.
Mine's in the garden.
Nice garden gnome.
Yeah. Here's one. Here's a good thing, John. Since we've had the gnomes, we've not lost a game.
Hey, that is very true, isn't it? Now, I find gnomes extraordinarily creepy, but I will gladly keep the gnome where it is, in my living room, as long
while
as the winning
we are
run
unbeaten.
Goes. After that, I'll be just going outside.
We'll see why we've had them woking, haven't lost either.
No,
so.
This is true. Should we say what's coming up
let's
in the
see,
show?
Let's see
we
in the podcast, John.
The
don't call it a show, for goodness
far
sake.
Away with this whole
it's a podcast,
caboodle.
John. Yes, coming up, we've got some just general news about the National League, John.
Yeah, we've got a lot of news.
I mean, how long have we been off? 3 weeks?
I'm not going to do all the, everything that's happened in the last 3 weeks. But it's a Choice Cup.
Lazy. Oh, some stuff. Some stuff.
Things like Choice Cup.
Things like Chris Todd being sacked.
Yes.
Sort of stuff.
You know. Yeah.
And we will also have a focus on now, John. Are we at the end of the...
We're, I believe, two away. This could be the penultimate.
We're on the W's, are we?
We're in the W's.
And so we'll have a focus on a team in the National
League. And then we'll have
League.
To assess where we go from here.
Yeah, well, I think we can decide that or put that out to the National League Twitter at NatObsPod page. I've got some news, John. Big news.
Right.
A bit later on. I'm going to save it up.
Keep us on. That's what they call in the business trail.
Is it? And we will have Torquay Corner.
We will. And I believe we've got a special guest.
A special guest coming in, I believe, to give us a little update on some predictions that he's made.
There's a clue.
Wonder who that could be. I think we're going to be speaking to, or we're going to be talking about the goalkeepers of the National League South.
Well, yes, something you've noticed.
About them, something
and
I've noticed
some of your
about
letters,
them.
Your lovely letters.
And some letters
there's
there.
Big so, news, the reviews of the Nat Obstivity are
John, I'm going to admit to you, I didn't listen to it.
What do you mean? You were sat there.
I know, but I listened to why you were doing it. But when it came to that bit in it, I thought, I've heard this. I don't need to hear it again. I could sense the amount of love that had gone into it, John.
Personally, I thought it bore a second listen.
It bore? Yes. It did. It did bore.
Because there's a lot of things you don't notice time around. There's a lot going on in the subtext that maybe pass a few people by on the first listen.
Maybe.
I'd recommend a repeat listen.
So as I say, huge news later on. You're going to like it, John.
Okay, I'm looking forward to that.
It's Torquay United based, but I think it's going to be fun for all listeners.
Right, okay. Well, that's what we're aiming for, isn't it?
Exactly.
So want some more
Let's
huge
have some
news
proper
to
news.
Start us with, off.
Start us with some
the
huge news, John.
The biggest news of the festive period, Martin Allen.
Yeah.
Is
gone.
Done what Martin Allen does.
Is he back?
And he's got sacked.
Got the
at
sack.
At Chesterfield. And I imagine thoroughly looking forward to getting back to Barnet
although,
in the very near future.
Although they did just win in the FA Cup,
they
Barnet.
Did. I mean, he hasn't been appointed yet, but I believe he is already looking forward to his return to,
yeah.
I mean, his return to the Hive.
Inevitable.
Yes, it will be at some
inevitable.
Point. He can't resist.
Do you think the chairman goes, is Martin Allen available?
The directors go, again? Really? Well, he did such a good job the previous six times until he got sacked or left for another job.
Why is it? Does he get sacked every time or get?
He either gets, but generally, I think with Barnet, he gets lured to another job.
Is there a statue of Martin Allen at Barnet? Because there should be.
I don't think there is.
I think the campaign starts here, John.
Okay, let's start that. The statue of Martin.
Martin Allen statue. How
Maybe,
much is the statue? Right, we need to cost this up.
How much? There's a statue.
Statue. Bronze. A bronze God, statue.
Bronze statue?
No rubbish, John. Hello, Siri.
Hi.
Could you tell me how much does it cost? How much did the Eric Morecambe statue cost on Morecambe Seafront?
It's not going to know Morecambe Seafront.
Don't doubt Siri, John.
It's American. It's not they didn't do very well in America,
not
did they?
Not doing it.
I'm not sure I understand.
Oh. Maybe
Here's
I could.
What I found on the web for how much is the Eric Morecambe statue on Morecambe Seafront?
Morecambe
Seafront. Here we go. Let's.
Here we go. The statue weighs a third of a ton.
Oh yeah.
And costs £40,000.
That
was in 1999. That was in 1999.
Oh, so let's for owing for
so
inflation.
Adjusting for inflation.
Let's go £60,000.
Yeah.
£60,000 for. Do you think we can raise that, John?
Should we crowdfund that?
Crowdfund.
What did we crowdfund before?
A Joan Cardigan.
Yes, that's right. We didn't get very far. I think somebody donated £2. I hope they got that £2 back.
God, where is that £2?
I don't know. Nothing to do with us. Neither of us have pocketed it. Do you want some more National League news?
Yeah, I want loads now.
The
I
big
want loads.
Result of the weekend, I think, it went viral. It kind of went the rounds. Chesterfield 3, Ebbsfleet 3.
Oh, yes.
Ebbsfleet 3-0 up. Chesterfield came back from 3-0 down.
Mm-hmm.
Drew 3-all. Will Evans scored a header. The defender, 95th minute, equalised 3-all. Bedlam. Go down the other end, Chesterfield giveaway penalty.
Yeah.
Their keeper sort of punches the Ebbsfleet player. It's bizarre. Ebbsfleet get a penalty. They send the keeper off. So Will Evans, who's just scored the equaliser, goes in goal, saves the penalty. Match finishes 3-all. Absolutely amazing.
Football. Some people don't like football, John.
The magic of the National League. That is.
The magic of the National League.
I mean, who could fault the National League for entertainment? It was also Dagenham 4, Boreham Wood 4.
Good one.
Absolutely amazing. Yeah. Leighton Orient 0, Salford City 3. So a big top of the table clash. And
Salford City didn't have a good
City.
They didn't have a good Christmas either, did they? Salford City.
No. Solihull Moors 4, Eastleigh 1.
What the hell
is going on at Solihull Moors? They're just unbelievable. And Wrexham, the slump.
The slump starts.
Wrexham 0, Dover 1. Yeah. Late winner for
it
Dover
begins,
there.
John.
Wrexham. It begins.
It
so
begins.
Orient stay on top. Salford, Wrexham, Solihull, Fylde, Sutton and Harrogate in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Bit of National League South news as
yes,
well.
Yes, please.
Chelmsford 2, Hampton and Richmond 0. So Chelmsford really flying.
Now, John, we had a nice day out at Hampton and Richmond, didn't we?
We did have a lovely day out
Me and
at
John
Hampton
had a little Nat Obs pod trip down there.
We did.
And we had I had a Bovril, didn't I, John?
Yeah.
And some sweets. You didn't want any of them?
No.
You didn't have any of
my
sweets.
Well, pre-Christmas, I've thought I'm going to... I've sort of
cut
watched,
back on the sweets.
Yeah.
Just scored. Yeah, we'll get another one in
one
a minute.
One of the most relaxed games of football I've been to. I never worried once. Dulwich 0, Bath 2. So Bath really putting together a nice run of form.
Yeah.
Torquay 4, Slough 0. We'll come back to that in Torquay corner, but needless
another
to
win.
Say, absolutely brilliant. Welling 5, Truro 3. And Western Supermare 2, Billericay 3. So Billericay, who had a dreadful Christmas, lost to St Albans, Chelmsford twice.
Yeah.
They had a shocker. Did finally win. So we're top, Torquay United top, naturally. Yeah. Woking, Chelmsford, Bath City, Concord, Welling and Billericay make up the playoffs. So Billericay dropped down to seventh.
Seventh, but they did get rid of all their players. They've basically, the wheels have come off, haven't they?
And they have really. And the National League North happened as well.
National League North was on.
The FA Cup, two National League bits of representation.
Yes.
The pride of the National League. We salute you, Barnet, for a fantastic win.
Yes.
At Sheffield United, preparing for life under Mad Dog Allen, just sort of paving the way for him with a fantastic
win. Staying in
win.
The cup, though, it's very Martin Allen to still be in the cup.
He loves a cup run.
Is it a Steve Bruce situation? You know the Steve Bruce situation with Sheffield Wednesday is he's not starting till February the 1st because he's going to watch the cricket for understandable reasons.
Yes.
I understand his reasons. Is this what Martin Allen's doing? He's going to like the bowls tournament or darts at the lakeside?
Yes.
That's more right, isn't it?
It's been his lifelong dream to go to the lakeside and watch some pretty poor quality darts.
He wants to watch third tier darts.
And also we have to mention Woking. Losers. gave it a good stab. I saw the second half of the game. They gave it a go.
They lost the Watford.
They weren't really trying. And Ben Gehring made a bit of a mug of himself. Yeah. So that's that.
Well, let's just have a little chat about Woking, John. I really hope it all collapses for them around their ears. Do you?
I wouldn't mind seeing that.
Yeah, I'd like that.
I did see you tweet from NatOps Pod before their FA Cup game that you sort of hoped it went 120 minutes in into a replay, 120 minutes, metatarsals.
Some cruciate ligaments going.
A couple of cruciates.
Like that.
Not a career ender.
Did
just
you see me as well? I've
season.
been trolling Martin Tyler all Christmas.
Have you?
just
he's a very nice man.
Very low-level trolling.
Why?
Just because he's to do with Woking.
Yeah.
And I want him to get just like a low-level lack of confidence.
Has Martin seen this?
I don't think so, no. Never ratting him in.
No, I don't think he's on Twitter.
Only if he searches for himself. Not even his management skills. Just didn't think the commentary was great today from Martin Tyler. That sort of thing.
One of the privileges of this job is that we could send him some anonymous text messages.
Can we do that, John?
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't do that, obviously, if any of the bosses are listening
can't.
Or if Martin's listening. But if
that
it
sounds
put,
the sort of thing you get sacked for, John.
If it put Woking off their game, I might sacrifice my job. Terrible.
I'm going to start calling them Woking. Instead of Woking. You know, like older s***. Very clever, isn't it?
Yeah.
Very clever.
Slowly just seeps in.
Seeps in. You start saying it. Instead of Woking, I'm going to start calling them Woking. Just.
That's good.
Do you see what I've done? Do you understand it?
Mm.
Yeah, I
do.
Lovely roundup there, John. Thank you very much. That was the roundup of the National League. This is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
So, we have a regular visitor from a... What would you call him, John? A psychic? A mystic?
A mystic. I go with a mystic.
A
fortune
mystic,
teller.
Fortune teller, called the Grand Nationalo. He's got 100% record, isn't he, John?
Yeah.
But to get him to turn up, I have to leave the room. I don't know why that's part of it.
Yeah.
But it is... And we have to say his name three times.
Okay. Well, let's see what happens. Okay. Let's try it again.
Le Grand Nationalo. Le Grand Nationalo. Le Grand Nationalo. Hey, John.
You're becoming more of a stereotype every time, aren't you?
Call me and I will come, John. Call me and I will come. It's a nice to see you.
We called you.
A happy 2019 in your world.
What's the year in your, where you are?
In your world, is 2019.
What's your year? What's your
it's
calendar?
It's wherever I choose to be, John.
So you're a time traveller?
Yeah, no. I just live where I like.
You live in the past, the present, and the future.
Currently, I'm in 60s Soho in London.
Really?
It's swinging, John. I don't know why I've gone into a voice that sounds like when I was local to Lido for Southern Trains. I'm reusing a voice, John. It's okay.
Only associating with toxic brands.
So, the Gasti Grand Nationalo. And I believe I still have my 100% record.
I hate to say it, but I think you do.
Did I say Torquay would be unbeaten over Christmas.
Not in so many words, but you sort of hinted they'd say they'd
be
Welling.
What I said, isn't it? Yeah. I said we'd be top by Christmas.
Yeah, okay, fine.
Did I say Ari Redknapp would win? I'm a celebrity,
yeah,
John.
It wasn't really going out on a limb, but
hey,
yeah.
Come on now, you didn't say it. Okay.
You didn't say it.
And... what is the main prediction I have made, John? Well, who will win the league?
The one that you made right at the very start was that Chelmsford would win the league.
Yes, and last time we looked, where were they in the league, John?
They were about 12th and 12. Really languishing.
Languishing. And I said, keep the faith, John. It's till the end of the season, that one. Where are they currently, John?
Third.
Third, John!
On an unbelievable run. 4 wins in a row.
Keep the faith, John. You must believe the Grand Nationale.
A nightmare for the bookies, the Grand Nationale.
4 wins in a row. And he has told you, Chelmsford, they will come good. Now, I did not put into the pot that Torquay United and Woking would both go on record-breaking runs.
Oh, okay. You couldn't see that.
I cannot
sort of far
foresee.
Ahead.
I could not foresee that. But yes, I have made that prediction that Chelmsford would come at least third in the league.
Wow.
Was that the prediction?
No, I think you said they'd win the league. But the league. They're on course.
Still
let's
time,
John.
It's only bloody
tell
Christmas.
You what.
Have you heard of Stavros?
It's 2019, so why not start the year off with some Grand Nationale
Grand
predictions. We called you. You've come.
You called me, I come. You called me, I come, John.
Yeah. So hey, we better have a few, haven't we, while you're
stop,
here?
Press stop.
Stop.
Missed it. You missed it. Try again.
Stop.
Okay. The prediction is that Saiko Janna, the Torquay player on loan from Bristol City, will overtake Jamie Reid in the scoring charts.
Okay. Very interesting, because he's not scored in a couple of games, has he?
Well, John, he had the flu, I hear.
You're very up to date with your talking news,
ask
aren't you?
Ask me another, John!
Insider. Okay. Do you want to get to the
how many
or?
More managers will Bill Ricky have by the end of the season? Let's predict it. Here
one.
We go.
Okay.
Say stop.
Yeah, stop.
It is the Three of Diamonds.
Ooh, okay.
Three
what's
more
that?
Managers, including Glenn Tamplin resigning, John. No longer. Okay. They will have 3 more managers.
Maybe we should do this one as well as a bit topical. When will Martin Allen be back at Barnet?
When Martin
that's
Allen?
That's the question on everyone's lips.
Well, it is just a tale as old as time, John.
And you must have seen him.
Martin Allen. Hold on.
Stop.
There it is. Two of clubs.
Okay, so two weeks.
2 weeks. In the next 2 weeks, Martin Allen will have 2 more clubs. No, even not. I joke, John. He'll be back at Barnet within the fortnight.
Okay.
Within the fortnight. Bloody fortnight. Ban the game. Okay. That is it. Someone else has called me, so I have to go.
Okay.
But call me and I will come, John.
Right.
I will see you soon.
Good
for
to
some
see
more
you.
Grand Nationale predictions. Yeah, John, has he been? I saw a puff of smoke.
Yeah. The old puff.
And his Chelmsford prediction, that sounded a bit outlandish, didn't it? But
it did, but hey, he's not looking so daft now, is he?
He knows. There it is. This is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
It's time to focus on
Welling.
Welling.
Oh, Welling.
Welling, Welling, Welling. Welling. Ooh. John, on that note, we bottled getting...
Did, didn't we?
We bottled getting Jamie Reid going on the
thought about
sidelines.
It.
There were only 4 of us there.
I think it was just at the time. You need a good core, sort of 10 or 15.
Yeah, it was 4 of us. None of us were that pissed.
No.
So Welling, John.
Welling.
Welling United. Bit of a band of a manager, if I remember
is
rightly.
Steve King.
Yeah,
come on
the
to
old White Hawk.
All...
The old White Hawk manager.
Yes.
Is that right, John?
Yeah.
Bloody
hell.
I'm pretty good, eh? Know my stuff. Not just rubbish at this, am I? Not just making it up.
Yeah. But anyway, Welling. Nickname. Do you know the nickname of Welling?
White Knights.
It's sort of, well, not really in the pub, but the Wings.
The Wings.
So I thought, you know,
why
to accompany this.
Oh,
we should have a bit
any,
of wings.
Any,
I mean,
any
excuse. But I mean, I think this one is justified. This is a great song, by the way.
Which one is this?
1985.
Mm. Is it like a fortune-telling song, or?
I don't think so.
No.
Yes, anyway.
Bit of wings. Why are they called the Wings, John?
The name's Welling.
I've
absolutely no idea. That information was not available to me. So
lovely for our thing of teams coming out dressed as...
It's birds, presumably.
No, wings.
Oh, as sort of Linda McCartney and Denny Lane.
Denny Lane.
I mean, you wouldn't necessarily... If you said, I'm dressed up as Denny Lane, would you know that? I'm not sure you would.
I don't know. You have a badge on?
What, I'm Denny
or
Lane?
Or winged things. Yeah, you could come out as wings, like a griffin. Anything with wings.
Well, maybe someone could tell us why Welling are called the Wings. Yeah. That'd be quite helpful.
When you sign for Welling, you have to decide there and then.
It's like the
sorting hat.
Maybe there is some sort of sorting hat. Sparrow.
Just comes up. What? That's it.
See ya.
Blue tit. Sorry, that's the manager. Right, go on.
Anyway, Welling United Football Club, founded in 1963. Oh, so already.
Oh, John.
They're like a new town.
Flipping
like Milton Keynes.
John.
They're a child of the 60s.
I can't bear them.
A child of the Summer of Love.
Carry on.
Anyway, they began as a youth team playing in the Eltham District Sunday League on a park pitch from 1963 to 1970. You might say, what's changed?
Yeah.
They gained senior status in 1976 playing in Eltham. In 1977, they moved to their current ground, Parkview Road.
Yeah.
And then joined the Athenian League in 1978 and then the Southern League in 1981. In 1985, they won the league title by 23 points, so they got promoted to the conference. So they went up into the conference for the first time.
They won by 23 points.
Yeah, so in 20 years they've gone from a child's team to the conference.
So how is that? Is it a particularly like they have an owner with loads of money or something like that, or you haven't done that much research, have you, John?
Surface deep, this research. They did struggle a bit in the conference, but they did enjoy FA Cup success during that period. Reached the first round proper in the FA Cup 6 successive seasons. Knocked out Gillingham at one point, a sort of local rivals in the Football League.
Yeah.
Then they got relegated at the sort of turn of the millennium. And then in 2003-04, under the management of Paul Parker, ooh, the England and Man United...
own goal giver against... West Germany in the 1990 World Cup.
He took over, got them into the top half the Southern League, claimed a place in the newly formed Conference South. Oh. He then left, Paul Parker, and was replaced by the caretaker Liam Daish, also known obviously as Liam Isis, depending on which news source you go with.
What happened to Paul Parker's... management career?
Well, do you remember when we were in the conference the first time and we were on Setanta TV a lot?
Yes.
He was the commentator,
he was the Chris Hargreaves of his day.
He wasn't very good, actually, as I remember.
He did a good management job.
Well, he did, yeah. He's in this building quite a lot. Oh, he just got a bit of punditry and stuff.
Okay.
Anyway, they made a return to the top level of non-league football, aka the conference, after clinching the Conference South title under the manager Jamie Day, then got relegated in 2016 and have been back in the Conference South ever since. A few of their players, if you want to know about
them.
Go on. Defender Craig Braham Barrett, one for Brian Bredonde, that is there. Craig Braham Barrett.
Brum, 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 brum. Yeah.
Striker Richard Orlu, which I imagine causes a bit of confusion when he scores. Goal scorer this afternoon, Richard Orlu. Well, which one was it? Was it
Dick Orlu?
Richard Orlu.
Dick Orlu, yeah.
Yeah. Most famous former player in their sort of list of graduates, if you like.
Welling, I couldn't tell you. Go on.
Steve Finnan.
Really?
Started his career at Welling and then obviously became a bit of an Ireland and Liverpool legend as well, Champions League winner. The chairman is the former Crystal Palace owner Mark Goldberg.
And the chairman,
manager.
Is he?
He is, yeah.
Can't get enough, can he?
He loves it. And the manager, as you said, Steve King. A few famous people
from Welling.
May or may not.
I wouldn't even know how to drive to Welling, and I can drive everywhere.
There. It's like Bexley Heath.
Okay.
Yeah.
No,
it's not
interested in that bit of the country.
Fair enough. I went. When we played them in the conference.
You did,
they were all right.
Yeah, all right, okay.
Fine. Famous people from Welling.
Mm-hmm.
Kate Bush grew up in Welling. And also Anjum Chowdhury. Not quite so good, but on the other hand, he might know Liam Daish.
Yeah, hey, not sure about that joke.
Do
you think?
Not that I'm saying that Liam Daish has any sort of terrorist sympathies.
No. Or Anjum, yes.
No, Anjum Chowdhury definitely
does. Definitely does, yeah.
I think you'll find he's inside for just that.
Yeah, exactly. And that's Welling, is it, John?
That's Welling.
And that was Focus on Welling. That's Swelling. Don't focus on that Swelling.
The National Obsession.
Just a little side note, John.
Yes. Yeah.
been to a few games over the Christmas period, and I feel like I'm getting to know the National League South a bit even better. Here's something I've noticed about the players, John. Keepers, the goalies, very short, aren't they?
Well, now you mention it.
Very tiny. The tiny little goalies of the National League South. Wouldn't that be a lovely children's book, John?
It'd be on CBeebies, yeah. Wouldn't it? It'd been animated.
Here's the tiny little goalies of the National League South. Goalies of the National League South. Here we are. Like... Here's little Harvey Rivers. Harvey Rivers got chipped a lot on
Boxing
Day.
He's the Truro keeper, isn't
he? Truro goalie.
Yeah, very
Harvey
short.
Rivers. Do you know how tall he is, John? I looked it up.
6 foot?
5 foot 3.
No.
He's 5 foot 3.
5'3".
5'3" and playing in goal.
Bloody hell.
Couldn't believe it when I found that out. But I've looked at some others.
Yeah? There's,
Tom Lovelock, Hampton and
Hampton
Richmond.
Hampton and Richmond, we saw him, yeah.
We saw him. He's 5 foot 2, John.
Well, I mean, I know he looks short. That's ridiculous.
It's the tiny little goalies tiny little of the goalies. National League South.
Maybe Ringo Starr
hey,
could narrate it.
It's the tiny little goalies of the National League South.
Don't chip me, said Harvey Rivers. It's
Shut
too
up.
Late for that, said Jamie Reid.
Asa Hall.
Yeah.
Jojo Wollacott, Gloucester City. Jojo Wollacott was in goal for Gloucester City. Please don't chip me. I'm only one of the tiny little goalies of the National League South.
And we've got a big game coming up against the Island of Sodor.
Yeah, shame you're only 5 foot 1,
five
John.
5 foot 1?
5 foot 1.
Jesus Christ.
They're tiny. The
tiny little goalkeepers
the tiny
of the
little
National League
goalies
South.
Of the National League South. Maybe we'll pick that up in future weeks,
yeah,
John.
Yeah, well, if you spot a tiny little goalkeeper in the National League South, let us know. Take
Maybe
a picture.
You could send some pictures to us of the tiny little goalies of the National League South at NatObsPod. And what's the
NationalObsession@gmail.com.
Yeah, still there. It's still there.
Still there.
That was the tiny little goalies of the National League South.
The National Obsession.
It's time for Talkie Corner.
I know you f***ers. Sort it out for f***ing sake. F***ing rubbish. Run faster, you f***ing f***ers.
That bloke.
You bastard. Are you from f***ing Cornwall?
Oh, God. That bloke will have been thrilled with the Christmas period, especially against flipping Slough Town, getting someone sent off.
That bloke got him sent off.
Got him sent off.
It was Ben Harris.
It was brilliant,
wasn't
it, John? Doing the V. He did a long V. It was like he was waiting for the ref to see him.
This was a 0-0 at this point in the first half. It was a pretty poor foul. You could almost have seen red for the foul on Liam Davis.
Yeah.
Right in
foul.
Front of the pop size. It's a nasty late challenge. Feet off the floor.
Yeah.
Gets a yellow. And then obviously the pop side taunting him decides to run back sort of to his position, sort of dancing and sort of hopping.
It was lovely old school double V's,
it was
wasn't
quite,
it?
And double handed flipping the V's.
Lovely. It was very old school.
You could say it was a textbook.
It was, oh dear.
It was textbook.
Oh dear, he's gone off for the double
Where
V's.
Those
there?
V's going.
That's my favourite thing.
Yeah.
Oh dear, it's one V and the other V.
It was a textbook double flicking V's, and right in front of the ref, he sends him off, and he can't believe it. It's hilarious.
I read it and on Twitter, and it said, what's his name? Harris.
Ben
Harris.
Harris
sent off for mocking the Torquay fans. And I thought, what's he done? Gone, Cornwall Trago's better. Go like, or, who are? What, he dress up like a farmer and.
Yeah, I mean, maybe mocks.
Torquay's not what it was. Better in the 60s, apparently. Gone downhill. It was interesting, wasn't it?
It was.
That was a good bit.
4-0 though, it finished.
I mean,
thrashing.
Unbelievable Christmas period. We're just running
at
teams.
Good football as well.
I love
really
Kalala.
Good football.
I love Kalala.
Yeah.
Love Janna. Reedy's unbelievable. Asa Hall, fantastic. Do you know my favourite player, John? Liam Davis.
You like Davis, do you?
I like Liam
Your
Davis.
Fave.
This is the news. This is the big news now. Hasn't got an away sponsor, John, for his kit.
Ooh, okay.
He has now, John.
No. Have you done it?
Charlie Baker and John Cadogan and the National Obsession
no
are the new
way.
Away kit sponsor.
Oh, actually? That's fantastic.
are the away kit sponsor for Liam Davis, John.
Oh, thank you. That's great news. I wasn't expecting that.
Happy New Year, John.
Yes.
It's exciting, isn't
it?
Oh,
fantastic. Are we in the programme?
We will be.
We'll have to get a programme now.
We'll be in the programme, John.
Can someone get us one?
I think we get a shirt at the end of the season signed by Liam.
No.
We get a signed Liam Davis picture and invited to a party, John.
What? What's the party?
There's
what
a party for all? No, no, for all. There's apparently a party for, or a sort of evening or a drinks. But anyway, John, away kit spot in our names.
That. I'm genuinely quite blown away.
In our names, John.
Think of the exposure in that program.
In that program, 10 to 20 people. Now, some other people have got pictures of themselves with the player.
Oh, you have to do the awkward picture, don't you?
I don't know if we'll do that.
Oh, I don't know. I think we have to.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Shaking hands. I don't know when or how we'll do that.
I bet he's chuffed with that because normally it's cleaning companies, you know, Darren's Electrics.
I was a bit torn because Ben Winter, he hasn't got a home or an away sponsor, John.
That's sad, isn't it?
Anyway, Talkie Corner with the news that the National Obsession are official away kit sponsors of Liam Davis.
The National Obsession.
There we are. This is the National Obsession official away kit sponsors of Liam Davis. Do we have to say that now every time?
I think we do now, yeah.
And it's time for Letters from a Listener.
When you go, will you send back a letter from a listener?
There it is, John. Any letters, John?
Yes.
Yes, for 2019.
We have letters. We start with... our old mate Gammy Knee.
Gammy Knee.
Fucking Gammy
Knee. Happy Christmas, Gammy Knee.
Happy Christmas.
Well, I look forward to his correspondence, John.
Said that
John.
To him in person, but yeah, I'll say it again on the podcast. Happy Christmas, Gammy Knee.
All right.
And this goes back actually sort of pre-Christmas. It's a slightly older email, which we never got round to. He says, hi, Charlie.
Hi.
Don't worry about your son. That's
hi,
absolutely
Gammy.
Fine.
Hi, Gams.
I'm here as well.
Gams.
He said, firstly, I really enjoyed the totally authentic Ted Lowe impression last week.
Oh,
more,
dear.
Please. And he says, secondly, given
Gammy Knee here. Stepping up with the letters.
Given John's tendency to insult your listeners, I don't insult the listeners, do you worry that one of these days he's going to award one of them not a foff number, but an F-off number?
Oof,
cheers, nice, Gammy Knee.
What a lovely joke from Gammy Knee.
Gammy Knee on the Christmas
I had a couple course. Of members of my family asking me what a foff was, and they claim, John, to listen.
Yeah. It's been very clearly explained.
And I will say that I think Gammy Knee was fishing there to try and get a foff number.
Oh, do you think he was?
Well, but what he has to know is
you're right.
He is F.
He is. You can't. You are.
You are F. You're not a friend of. You're not a foff.
Yeah.
Friend of the family.
Yeah.
You are F. Family.
Ridiculous.
But thank you, Gammy Knee, for the lovely letter
thank
there.
You.
Oh dear, where's this letter going?
another letter from Malcolm Pearson.
Yes,
he
Malcolm.
Says,
how many letters is this from Malcolm?
I think this is letter two from Malcolm.
Malcolm's going in the right direction.
He says, lads, first of all, hope you both had a great Christmas.
Thank you, Malcolm. Yeah, on the ice to you.
And he says, secondly, well done, JC. Points off for JC for the eagerly awaited Christmas call too. I mean, it sounds like he enjoyed it, but he did call me JC, so...
Eagerly awaited. Who was it eagerly awaited by?
Everybody, I think.
They can't wait for next Christmas.
I'm already looking forward to next year's.
Oh!
If you look at last year's as the Christmas cool identity, and this year's as the Christmas cool supremacy, then next year's could be the Christmas cool ultimatum. Anyway, I hope you both have a very happy On the Ice New Year and look forward to next year's podcast. Malcolm from Billericay.
Hey, On the Ice, Malcolm.
Thanks for getting in touch.
We really appreciate it. Please don't say to John anymore about doing any more Natum activities.
He's given me a very good idea for next year.
Let's see. Oh, you're excited already, John. I wonder if we'll still be Liam Davis's away kit sponsor this time next year.
I hope so. Hopefully he'll still be here. On the theme of the Nat Obstivity, Steve Thomas writes to us. He's not been
Hello,
in touch
Steve.
In a while.
On the
Subject,
ice to you.
Nat Obstivity, an appreciation. I like this already. He says, Happy New Year to you both and congratulations on another fine year of Nat Obs podcast.
Thank you.
With TFC's on the pitch performances finally matching the quality of your offerings.
Hey, on the ice. On the ice.
He says, being one of the many listeners unimpressed by a Christmas call last year, I approached Nat Obstivity with as much enthusiasm as Gary Harris approaching a post-match interview. I admit now that I've failed to properly see the genius wrapped in John's
this
Christmas
is, this
kiss.
Is trying to get a
off number. If I've heard it.
There's a great seasonal TV tradition of straight men, and John's work put me in mind of Ernie Wise with his Play What I Wrote. Like a gag-free hour of Stuart Lee stand-up, Nat's obstivity eschews jokes and laughs and challenges the listener to ask themselves a question. If I'm not laughing, could this be comedy? And if this is not comedy, could this be art? Already looking forward to 2019. On the ice, Steve Thomas.
On the ice, Steve. It was very good. It was barbed, wasn't it,
no,
John?
I took that in the spirit it was intended. He enjoyed
Steve,
it.
Steve, on the ice to you, and for such a lovely letter. Has Steve got a FOF number, John?
I don't think he has.
Let's give him FOF 12. Is it 12?
No, 13. Unlucky for some.
Unlucky for some. Steve, but for such FOF a lovely 13. Letter, Steve. FOF 13.
Like it. And finally, Lee Pettifer gets in touch. He says, a belated Happy New Year to you both.
On
and
the
your
ice,
ever-expanding group of devotees. I like to think devotees is the word. Like disciples,
surely
I think.
It's national obsessives.
The obsessioners. Like the directions.
Obsessionals.
Yeah. He says, having just seen a preview of the Woking v Watford FA Cup tie, I have to say that Cards manager Alan Dowson is so Geordie that in comparison, Gazza sounds like Sir Laurence Olivier. He says, on the ice. And it's very true.
On the ice.
Because I heard the after-match interview with Alan Dowson.
Yeah.
And he is, even more so than Gary Harris, he's the most Geordie man
super
I've
Geordie.
Ever heard. He is super
Do you know what,
Geordie.
John? He's a fantastic, fantastic manager. And I really think someone should come in and...
Someone from higher up. Yeah.
Should take him and a couple of his players.
That's a good idea.
Should come in and take him away
now.
With them. But
right thank, now.
Hey, Lee.
Lee.
On the ice.
On
lovely
the ice
letter.
You.
Thank you so
Thank
much.
Thank you ever so much.
So there we are. Is that all the letters, John?
That's it.
What a lovely bunch of letters.
Lovely
Thank
bunch.
You so much. Do get in touch with us on the email address, which is...
nationalobsession@gmail.com.
If you want to send us anything. I don't know how we do that, because... No, maybe not. but and and also... You can get in touch at NatObsPod. That was Letters from a Listener.
When you go, will you send back a letter from a listener?
The National Obsession.
So there we are, John, the National Obsession. Awake It sponsors of, what's his name? Liam Davis.
Not Liam Dace.
Exciting news to kick off 2019.
And I'm already looking forward to an end of season outside broadcast from the sponsors party. I mean, this is just fantastic
sponsors party.
News.
Wonder where it will be. Thank you so much for listening. We really appreciate it. Thanks for all your letters and all your correspondence. It's been lovely, lovely to have you back for 2019.
Mm.
And on ice, up the goals, John.
On the ice.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.